Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are, I hope it's good. Caught me off guard a little bit, so sorry about that. But I do appreciate you listening today, and you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael. And I do appreciate you so much tuning in today. Talking about Michaels, we do have a guest today, and his name's actually Michael, and he had been on other shows with me before, and his name is Michael Mapes, and we'll be having him here shortly. Now, I will tell you that I'm not sure if we're going to be taking calls. He's only can be with us for a short period of time today, but we do appreciate him stopping in and sharing his wonderful, amazing abilities with us today. We do appreciate him so much. Before we get too much into the show, I want to say the card of the day is coming from my Healing the Angel deck, and it's the Balance card. And so today, the focus is finding that balance in our lives. Especially probably in the last couple of months, a lot of you have been really having some problems with your emotions maybe. And so really finding that balance, you know, that's what it's all about right now. Especially as we step forward into these new energies that are on our planet. So find that balance in your lives. And how you do that is through meditation and just asking your guides and your angels to help you. Okay. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we're going to do our song, and then we'll get Michael on with us. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for your presence that I'm feeling right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the guests that you have brought to the show, including the one I have today. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just ask that you would just be with Michael as he gets ready to share with us whatever Spirit is leading him to share with us. Just guide us and direct us into the conversation that you want to have take place today. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for his abilities. We thank you for the Spirit within him. And Father, Mother, God, we recognize that right now, and we just ask you to move in his life right now as he comes forward here in a few minutes. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for my listeners today. I pray that you would just meet their needs, whatever needs those are. And Father, Mother, God, that right now that you would begin to prepare that sacred space within all of us and around us. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, right now surround us with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste and we say amen. And we'll be right back after this song with our guest, Michael Mapes. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
And be reminded.
let's get Michael on here with me. Michael, you are on air. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome, and it's a privilege. I haven't talked to you for a while, so it's nice to have you back on with me.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. Now, for people that don't know who you are, there's a few that probably do that might be listening. But you know, just give us a little bit of rundown about you, how you got started, and you know, just give us a little bit of an introduction, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a psychic medium. I'm a spiritual coach. I'm a workshop leader. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. So I've been doing this work professionally now for about 8.5 years. I started doing professional readings when I was 19. And the reason that I started doing readings at that point was because I had lost somebody very close to me. And she actually came through and told me that I was going to do this work. And I didn't take it too seriously. But then 6 months later, just through a strange turn of events or an interesting turn of events, I did start doing readings on a professional basis. I've had abilities all my life since I was very, very young. It was, you know, and I never turned them off. I had a lot of family support, and I always felt very comforted by my gifts. But the decision to make a profession out of it, or the decision to make it my job, was something that didn't that came much later. So then from 19 until now, it's basically just grown from there. So I try to reach people in a lot of different formats. The majority of my business is doing one-on-one sessions with people, either psychic readings, mediumship readings, or one-on-one spiritual coaching for those clients who really have a goal that they want to accomplish, or who really feel that they need more sustained support, or for those clients who feel that they want to learn to listen to their own intuition or learn to unleash their own psychic abilities. And basically, I look at my mission in life, or my mission with my abilities, to really support people in their own personal transformation. So if you work with me, if you get a reading with me, if you get a coaching session with me, I'm basically going to be focused on how can you make your life better, how can you learn to listen to your own truth, and what are the things that you need to be aware of that can really help you be empowered in whatever you're doing in your life. So it's been really fulfilling. I love my work. It continually changes. No 2 days are ever the same. But I've been at it for a while now, and so for me, it's really just about how can you make wisdom accessible, and how, you know, there's so many great people out there doing this work, from psychics to life coaches to people who are speaking and writing and people who are doing workshops, and I just add my little piece to that, I guess.
Right. Now, do you do, you know, face-to-face readings, or most of your stuff is over the phones?
You know, it really is a mixture for me. I do have clients that I see in person. I actually just relocated to Springfield, Missouri. So if anybody is in the Missouri area, you can absolutely come and get a face-to-face reading with me. But a lot of what I do is over the phone because that's just more convenient for people. And then you don't have to be located near me to get a reading. But it's just a mix. You know, some of the workshops that I do, like right now, I have a workshop called Conquering Consciousness, and that's coming to 3 cities next year. It'll be in Minneapolis, Des Moines, and St. Louis. So you can come to one of my workshops and work with me in person. But then if you're not close to where I'll be, I do offer a lot of online classes, a lot of online webinars, things like that, which is another great thing. And I'm getting really into webinars and online classes right now because it's just more convenient for people. You know, you can just attend it from the comfort of your own home. You can see me. It's like you're sitting in the same room with me, but you don't have to worry about traffic. You don't have to worry about finding a particular building or anything like that. So it's really a combination.
Cool. Yeah, because I noticed that, because you had been someplace else, and then I noticed that you'd moved back to Springfield, which is not far from where I'm at. And so that's pretty cool. Maybe one of these days we'll get to meet face to face. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Let's see. I had a question for you, and then it just flew out of my head. Now when you do readings, because people are always asking me this, and this is one thing I want to ask you. How do you see? I mean, what kind of feelings do you get? How does that work? If I came face to face with you, what would I expect in that kind of a reading, or even if I called you on the phone? I mean, what would maybe happen during that period?
Well, you know, it's really interesting just how my abilities have changed and matured over the years. When I first started reading for clients, like I said, 8.5 years ago professionally, I would sit down and I really describe it to people as a combination of seeing, feeling, and hearing. So I would, you know, get an image and that would mean something to me, or I would hear a name and then that name would mean something to the person, or I would get a feeling. The more that I've worked with my abilities, that process has become really quick. So it's not, now it's really just more of a sense of knowing, and it's really the information just kind of comes out of my mouth before I have any time to analyze it or any time to think about it. It's interesting because people usually come to a reading having a couple of specific things or a couple of areas or concerns that they would like answered, and I think that's really important. But I think that one of the interesting things for me is that often, you know, readings are spirit directed. So you can have a huge concern, but spirit might want to pull you in a different direction. And so a reading with me is really, it's a mix of details from the past. So you know that I'm connecting to you, some details from where you're at today, and then a lot of details about where you're going in the future. So I look at where you've been, where you're at, and where you're going. And, you know, but usually in the first parts of my readings in the first 10 or 15 minutes, we get a really good kind of roadmap of where you're at and what some of the issues are and what some of the different things are that you're dealing with in your life. But does that answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, it answered it a whole lot, yes. So, but yeah, appreciate you sharing that. Now, a lot of people are talking right now about December 21st, and you know, there's everybody has a different opinion. Now, what is your take on that? What are you expecting to happen on that day? And you know, from a spiritual point of view, I mean, I'm always interested to hear other people's point of views on that.
Yeah, interesting, because you know, when I first launched my business in 2005. People would talk about this, but at that point, it seemed really far in the future, even
right.
Though it was, you know, 7 or 8 years away at that point. And now that it's arrived, it's really interesting. I'll say two things about it. From a spiritual perspective, I think that we're really called to live very purposefully in the moment. So it's not so much about whether everything happens for a reason for me as it is about whether or not we can choose to be purposeful in relationship to whatever happens. So 2012 or December 21, 2012 is really no different. We're still called to be present in the moment. We're still called to be as loving as we can be. We're still called to be as enlightened as we can be and as conscious as we can be. And I think what's interesting is we think of it so often as this cataclysmic event, but there are many people right now who are experiencing tragedy or cataclysmic events in their own life. You know, they lose a loved one, or, you know, something really traumatic happens to them, and we've all had that in our own life. And for me, those tragedies, I think, they're really the kind of contemporary danger that deal with. So for me, whether or not something disastrous or whether or not something amazing happens on that particular day, you know, I don't know. It's up for discussion. But I think that one of the a spiritual perspective is it's really more about being really purposeful right now, because
right.
We want to become as conscious as we can be today. We don't want to even wait 2 weeks to do that work.
Right.
Now, I think I do feel like we're moving to a different place on the planet right now, because my view is we're either going to change the way that we do things, we're either going to change the ways that we live to be more sustainable, or we're going to destroy ourselves. And I don't see that dramatically. I see that as, you know, we're not using our resources wisely, we're not caretaking our environment, you know, we judge each other too much, we go to war too often. If we don't change some of those things, and I think that really starts on the individual level with being very kind to our own neighbors and our own friends and our own family, then I think we're really heading to that place. But my view is that, you know, evolution has tended to win out, and so we'll continue to evolve. We have an agricultural revolution, an industrial revolution, and a technological revolution, and now we're really ready for a spiritual revolution. So for me, I choose to believe that 21st is sort of the beginning, perhaps, of a more sustainable era. I don't know. I'm certainly not prescribing that, but that's just...
Right. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's us or if it's you, but you're breaking up a little bit. Nothing serious, but, you know, when we're calling it on Skype phone, sometimes that happens. So I know that happens with a little bit. So, but...
Can you get a dial on my cell phone? I can.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, don't worry about it. We can hear you enough. So you're doing okay. I was just like, okay, I'm not hearing everything, but we do appreciate you calling in. Now, the other question I have for you, now, you do have a program right here on Blog Talk. Let's talk about it really quick before we take some calls. Could you tell us a little bit about that program and what you're trying to accomplish over there? Because I think it's on Thursdays, I think. So.
Yep, it's Thursdays at 11. It's called Intuitive Coaching Radio. Basically, we have a topic every week, and you can go to intuitivecoachingradio.com. And a couple days before the show, I do write a blog every week, which kind of just discusses what we'll be talking about on the show. So this week, we're going to be talking about exploring your inner realms, listening to your divine truth, listening to your intuition. And basically, what we do is we have a theme every week. It's something that you can take back and apply to your own life. It really doesn't matter if you want to have a great relationship, if you want to build a great business, you know, intuitive coaching is a great option for you. So people can also call into the show. And I don't do readings per se on the show, but what I'll do is I'll do a little mini coaching session. So if you're needing some clarity or you're needing a boost or you're needing support, it's a great place to call in and just get some clarity.
Okay. And now, and also if people are looking for you on the internet, what is your website address if we want to get hold of you?
Absolutely. My website is Michael Mapes. It's michaelmapes.org. So .org. And that's basically where you can find out information about anything and everything I've mentioned so far.
Yeah. Well, you also have a really awesome website. I was going to tell you that. I want to tell you that over air. I really like your website. I like how it's designed. I just love it. So I would tell people to go over and check it out. Now, you also have there's also some YouTube videos of you. I've watched a few of those today, actually. And so if anybody was interested, they could just go to YouTube and just type in your name and probably pull up your videos. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's some shorter clips of me, and then you'll see some longer clips of, you know, like 30, 40, 50-minute talks that I've given.
Right. Yeah, some of them are really pretty cool. Like I said, I've watched a few of those myself. And I find them very interesting and actually helps me on my path as well. So you've been a help to me. So I want to say thanks for that. But, you know, I really think that we got some calls that are patiently waiting for you. And we don't have a lot of time with you today. So if you don't mind, do you want to do some calls really quick?
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get Wendy on here with you. Wendy, you are on there with Michael. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Michael and Michael. I'm curious what you see, Michael, in regards to relationships for me. I've been, I think, more than patient and have been unavailable for about 15 years raising some children and feel like I'm really ready. And I'm wondering what you see as surrounding me in that area.
It's powerful. And as I kind of connect to you, one of the things that's interesting for me is in some ways you were unavailable, but then in other ways you were really engaging with your own spiritual journey and really doing what you needed to do. You were putting one foot in front of the other. So I think you've really got to honor your journey and honor the path that you were on, because it actually is what's going to make you so desirable to this person that I do see out there for you. So for me, instead of looking at that as a vulnerability, I would look at that as actually a huge strength, because over the course of the last 15 years, and I would even say starting before that, you really have become this person that someone else would want to be with. And I think it's very much about realizing that you don't need, you know, 45 people to fall in love with you. You just need one right person to fall in love with you. think that it's interesting that you use the term that you're really ready now, because the thing for me is what I see for you, even starting in January, February, is just you putting yourself out there a little more, because I do feel you have to go out there and kind of make this happen. But I'm really feeling some dating in January, February, and I'm actually seeing a long-term relationship for you in 2013. I'm seeing it with somebody who's in business. They are sensitive, but they're also professionally successful. And I'm really seeing, I think the thing that you need to watch for, because you have a natural tendency to caretake in your personality, mm-hmm. I think get out there and you're looking for that relationship, is you need to make sure that you're really dating a grown-up and that you're really dating somebody who is, you know, can deal with their own emotional needs, but also puts your emotional needs first. Because I think my concern with you is sometimes you see the light in people even when they don't see it in themselves, and you really need to find someone who's self-actualized and very realized. And I think you, that'll come from listening to your intuition, but I am feeling you in a long-term relationship next year. And I think the other thing is really spend some time connecting with your spirit, figuring out what you want, what you need, what type of person you want, because I feel like there is a loneliness sometimes that you're dealing with, and I want you to focus on opening your soul up to support at all these different levels. So that's your universal support, support from your spirit guides, that's support from your friends and family, but then it's also support from a romantic relationship. And I think if you can do some of that work in clarifying your vision, and then you can really open up and say, all of these things that I've been through and all of these things that I've done have actually been the perfect laboratory to prepare me for this person who's coming in, I think you'll really be amazed at what you create.
Awesome.
Hopefully that helps.
Beautiful. Yeah, very, very much. That's very helpful. I appreciate it very much, Michael. Right. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Thank you, Wendy. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, that was really awesome, Michael. Let's go ahead with Carol, and let's see what's on her mind today. Whoop. Let's go ahead. Carol, you're on air with Michael.
Hi. Hi. Thank you, Michael, for taking the call. I think what you just answered kind of answered my question, is relationships for me. I feel like I've a little bit been on the treadmill, and I think I've been on my spiritual path, and it's really about enjoying myself, and I am. And I'm
I feel like that's a really empowering thing for you to say, because I do feel like there was a time in your life where everything else, no matter how small, was kind of coming before your own well-being. And it really feels to me like you've had to reconnect with some of that self-care work and just putting yourself first.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I feel like your kind of guiding principle, I think, is what feeds my soul and what gives me joy. And one of the things that I really see for you, and I really see this as you go through kind of the next 3-4 weeks, is I just see a lot of gratitude, because one of the things I feel for you, it's almost like you're going to have these quantum leaps forward, or these moments of just very intense happiness and very intense joy. And I think that your challenge is to really continue to believe that you deserve that, because sometimes I think when it comes to receiving good things, and to me this almost goes back to childhood with you, that can be a real challenge for you. And so if you have these moments of happiness and these moments of joy and these moments of gratitude, really focus on receiving them, and really focus on you are worthy of having them. Because I think your real challenge now is to deal with that kind of fear of being happy. You know, you can get through the muck. You know that you can get through failure. You know that you can get through misery. So for me, it's more about you stepping into your own power. I think the one thing for you is, in terms of relationships, is really I feel like your intuition has increased a lot in the last 2 years. And for me, I think you really want to realize that you're not the person that you were 5 years ago. So even if some of the same situations started to present themselves, it wouldn't matter, because you're not the same person in relationship to those things. So you would recognize that there's a problem earlier on. So you really don't have to be afraid as you move into dating, as you move into relationship, as you move into anything like that, because if something's not working for you, you've actually become intuitive enough and confident enough to say no to that at the beginning, rather than you've wasted a bunch of your energy. It's very interesting for me. I'm connecting with somebody with a C, as in like Carl or something like that, but a C initial for you, and actually feeling a new person coming in. And I feel like one of the things you can do free will-wise, just to speed it up, is, again, just be very clear about what it is you want. And sometimes, you know, the best thing you can do is just say goodbye to someone so that you can get back on the path of really finding what you need and what you want.
Okay.
It's interesting. You've really become, I think, the person that you wanted to be about 5 or 6 years ago but didn't know how to be.
Right.
And I think that's really empowering. And, you know, I do think that, again, for me, it's like you have all these pieces. It's just about it really clicking into place and then you kind of going out in a very empowered way. But just, you know, psychically, you know, I do feel someone coming into your life. And I almost feel like it's somebody who does something in service to other people.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Hopefully that helps.
Well, it did. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Michael, while you were talking, I just had a question that popped up in my head that I would like to ask you, and maybe you never thought about this. But now, is there anybody in the metaphysical world that has really inspired you or that you look up to or anybody like that? Because I know for me there's a few people, but I was just wondering if there's people in the metaphysical world that you really admire and would like to meet.
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, in terms of someone famous, I'm really moved by Marianne Williamson. And I read her book, A Return to Love, after I was out of a pretty bad relationship. And it really just changed my life. So if I was talking famous people, you know, for famous people, that would be who I would want to meet. If I was talking more about my own spiritual guides and my own spiritual teachers, I would say that would be my friend and colleague, Linda Austin, who is a life coach and a channel. And she works with me in different workshops, and we've worked very closely together over the years. And she's really just a friend, mentor, and colleague. And you know, her website is followjoy.com, and she talks a lot about following your joy. And she's really been a great role model for me, and a great check for me, and a great person to bounce and run ideas off of.
Okay, yeah, because that was going to be my next question. Was there somebody that helped you, mentored you, you know, guided you along the path a little bit as you were developing your abilities? And I guess you answered that already, so I appreciate that. But, you know, everybody has those people that we look up to and that helps us on our path in some way or another, you know, in those rough times of our lives. Like you said, you know, you had a, you know, bad relationship and that, you know, that person really helped you through that. So, you know, we always have to have those people in our lives, and there's a whole bunch of them out there. So we just have to let spirit lead them to us, or us to them. So, yeah.
That's what I think is so great about, you know, Blog Talk Radio. I think that's what's so great about the Internet. I think that's what's so great about Amazon.com. I mean, you know, that's what I love about what I can hear is that there's so many resources available. You know, I get a lot of inspiration and wisdom from books, but a lot of people get inspiration and wisdom from listening to shows like this, or from, you know, from reading different blogs and things like that, or from getting different daily emails. And normally, for me, when I see people failing, it's because they didn't ask for support at the beginning of their project, and there's no reason for that. You know, come to a community like this. Come to some of these great Facebook pages and groups. Come to some of these blogs and, you know, get involved. And there's people all over the world who are going through something that you might be dealing with too.
Right. Yeah, we're not alone in the world. And, you know, everybody's going through something. And but now talking about books, that brings me – now you are in the process of writing a book, or is a book already out? Because I know that there's a book coming out.
Comes out in March. It's written. It's now in the editing and publishing phase. And it's called Simply Spiritual, 7 Steps to Creating a Meaningful Life. It's the 7 steps that I used after I hit a really low point in my life to change my life and to improve my life. And, it's coming out in March, and you can just keep checking my website for details about that. And I'm pretty excited about it, and if you keep going to my website, you know, there'll be a lot of special offers and special promotions and things like that related to my book coming out.
Okay. Now, is this your first book that's coming out, or do you have anything else out already?
Nope, this is my first book.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. So, hey, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm excited about it. You know, and we'll have to have you back here in March, and you can promote it, and we can talk more about it when it's actually available for people to put in their hands. So we're looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and take some more calls that's been patiently waiting for you, because I know that you're going to have to go here shortly. So let's try to get some more calls on with you really quick. Let's go with Mary Lou. You're on with Michael.
Hi, Michael. And Michael.
Hi.
I hate to be a repeat, but I had the same question that the last couple ladies had. I wanted to also ask about my love life.
And where are you at right now?
Where do I live, or where am I at in my love life?
Where are you at in your love life?
I am liking to have one.
Yeah, it's interesting because I do feel like for you sometimes you're very friendly, but I feel like sometimes when it comes to the amount of people and letting people really into some of the deeper parts of yourself, or really showing some of the deeper parts of yourself to people, or some of the more sensitive parts of yourself to people, I feel like you can be a little resistant to it. And one of the things for me, as you kind of move in and go through 2013, I think both in friendship relationships and then in romantic relationships, it's really about you opening up, and it's really about you showing people all these different parts of yourself, because you have had some challenges in your life, and you have had some ups and downs in your life. But for me, the right person is actually going to appreciate that about you. They're actually going to like and love that about you. It's interesting. I connect to somebody with an S initial moving into your life, and I'm really feeling, for me, I keep going to March, April, May with this person coming in, so like the springtime. Again, I feel it's somewhat a matter of you kind of putting yourself out there. I think for you, too, it's really about, I feel like sometimes the people who tend to come into your life just don't tend to be the people that you would maybe want a long-term relationship with. And I actually see this person being a couple years younger than you, and I see them having like a lot of energy. So I feel them being very vibrant. That's interesting to me, because as you move into February yourself, you're going to feel really revitalized energetically. And I see you getting into a real time early on next year where you're kind of having adventures and trying new things. And I think that's really what I would say to you, is 2013 is really about getting out of your comfort zone, but not in a stressful or dramatic way, in a way where you really choose. So you have a lot of opportunity to do things that you want to do. And one thing I might really recommend for you is to write down a list of 10 things that, you know, you maybe are afraid to do, or 10 things that make you uncomfortable, and then really step into those things and do some of those things, so that you're really creating that energy of adventure and revitalization. But I do see someone coming in for you. I just feel it's really about showing who you really are to the world.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully that helps.
It does. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary Lou. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're just going to have probably time for one more call here. So let's go ahead and get Woody on with you. Woody, you're on with Michael. Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Woody. How are you?
Fine, are you?
Good. What can I answer?
I'll go with career since go really. I guess I want to see what you see with career-wise.
Okay, and what field are you in?
I'm pursuing a career in music right now with a partner of mine.
Yeah, one of the things to me is it's like there's a real need to increase the amount of money that you're bringing in. So one thing as I kind of look at all of this is it feels to me like that's definitely where your passion is, but it feels to me like in terms of like the financial aspects of things that hasn't necessarily lined up in the way that you would most like. Now, one of the things that I really feel that you need to do is I think you're totally fine to continue on the path that you're on, but I do feel like it's laying some of the groundwork and putting some of the right plans in place. So I feel like, I mean, do you, like right now, like do you have a business plan?
Yeah, we got everything together. Just try to connect with the right people and
mm-hmm.
book more shows. And we got an EP album out already. We just try to do that groundwork, like you said earlier.
I think it's about really continuing to hash out that business plan. And I would really let go of the idea that you have to connect with the right people, because what will happen is when you become the person that you need to be, the right people are going to show up. So what I would focus more on is you just doing all of the work that you can, you promoting it, you marketing it, you doing as much as you can by yourself to kind of bring in some income right away. And when you kind of do that, when you're focused on that, and I think sometimes, you know, you're really creative. I think sometimes you need to be a little bit more disciplined, though. And I think when you kind of combine the discipline with that creativity you have, for me, that's really what's going to cause things to take off. I also feel like, you know, for me, the next 6 months are a little bit stressful for you, because I feel like there's a lot of kind of thinking you meet the right people and then it doesn't pan out. But as I look at sort of next summer for you, that's when I feel that things really start to click into place and things start to make a little more sense for you, and you start to become a little bit more financially secure. But really focus on all of those kind of practical day-to-day things, from both the small things to the very big things, because I think you're really good at kind of conceptually knowing what you want to create, and you're really good at visualizing that, and that's important. But now you've got to fill in sort of all those day-to-day things. I think you're in the right field, though. I mean, I can't tell you to shift or change or anything like that, because I feel like I'd be telling you to do something that you're not passionate about.
Okay.
Okay, hopefully that helps, Woody.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, go ahead. I thought I heard you say something, Michael, so maybe I'm hearing voices.
So,
but let's go ahead and let's try to squeeze Nicole in here, because I know that your time is short. Let's try to squeeze Nicole in with you. Nicole, you're on there with Michael.
Hi, Michael and Michael. How are you?
Good.
I'm good. How are you, Nicole?
Fine, thank you. Michael, I just wanted to know, when do you see me having my next baby?
Mm-hmm. Well, when would you like to?
As soon as possible.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I actually feel you getting pregnant in the next 3 months.
Okay, right. Right, because during my prayers, I did get, like, within March or April. That's why it kind of took me by surprise that you just said the next 3 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I kind of pick up on for you. I think, you know, the other thing that kind of comes through here, and I'll be really quick about this, is I do feel like it feels to me like kind of, now for the next 3 weeks, it's like you've got a lot of things to kind of deal with and some loose ends to wrap up and some sort of decisions to make. And I think that you really want to just engage with that as much as you can.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And hopefully that helps you, Nicole?
Oh, yes. I feel much better. It was right on target.
Well, congratulations on the baby coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We appreciate you calling in. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Yeah. Well, Michael, is there anything to, because I know that you have something you need to go do, is there anything that you want to say before we get ready to say goodbye to you?
Well, the only thing I want to say is go to my website. If you click the email, you can actually
Hopefully we heard that, because I couldn't hear that, and I don't know if that got on the air. You were cutting up pretty bad right there. But your website is michaelmapes.org, and you are on tomorrow, right, on Blog Talk?
Yep, tomorrow at 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and you have a great day, and we'll definitely get you back here in March if that's okay with you. And you know, like I said, maybe one of these days I'll get to see you in Springfield face-to-face, so that would be pretty cool. You have a great day, and we appreciate you calling in today, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so, man, that was exciting. And, you know, Michael is an amazing, he has an amazing energy. As he was reading for you, I was just picking up on him and just really feel a very strong spirit around him. And, Michael, I just want to say that to you. And Michael, I just want to also tell you something that Spirit was telling me to tell you. So as readers, that's our jobs. So I want to give you a message that I feel like I have for you. And the one thing that Spirit keeps telling me is doors opening, doors opening, doors opening, doors opening. That's what I definitely keep hearing for you. So amazing things are in your path. You already know that. You don't need me to tell you that. But definitely that's what Spirit wanted me to tell you, is that doors are definitely opening for you. And we do appreciate you calling in today. Now, if you would like to go to his website, which I'm over on his website, I'm going to talk about his website a little bit. Intuitive Coaching Radio is right here on Blog Talk Radio. That is at 11 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to be there. I'm going to check it out. And so I would advise that you check it out. Also, over on his website, you can find this website at www.michaelmapes.com. .org. That's michaelmapes.org. You can find it out. There's some amazing things over here, and let's just click through this a little bit. The one thing, he has like a call from Spirit, weekly coaching call you can get. There's, you know, he talked about his coaching sessions that he offers. Just some really amazing things. I really love his website. So you could go check that out at www.michaelmapes.org. So, okay. We're going to be right back on air here in just a few minutes. And I might go ahead and do some readings. I don't know. But we're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. There's some things that I need to discuss with you. And so don't go anywhere. And but again, we appreciate Michael coming on with us. We will have him back in March. His first book is coming out. I'm excited about seeing it and about getting it in my hands. So we're looking forward to that. Okay, we'll be right back after this song. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I think that's really true. You know, it's within us. I love a part of that song that says, everything that I'm ever going to need, anything that I'm ever going to want, is right inside. You know, I think that as we move forward into December and as we move forward into whatever is out there, we have to realize that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I love it, the way that Michael put it, you know, to be in this now moment. You know, he was, you know, when we was talking about 2012, you know, he was saying, you know, to be right now. Because it really doesn't matter what is going to happen on December 21st or December 20th or December 19th, December 18th. It doesn't matter. What matters right now is what is happening right now in your life. Because right now you're in that place of awakening. Right now, you're in that place where Spirit's speaking to your heart. Can you hear it? Right now, we're there. You know, I love how Michael put it, and it's so true. We're awakening. You know, a lot of people are thinking this amazing thing is going to happen, and who knows, maybe it is, you know, I do know that there are amazing things that are coming up, but we already are in an amazing moment because right now you're breathing. That's amazing. You're already a miracle walking around. You might not always feel like that. You might not always see it. But it's true. Because you are an amazing person. Do you know that there is only one you? And there's only going to be one you. And you have a purpose. You have a reason to be here. You know, Michael, from the point, you know, when you go to his website, it, you know, it talks about when he was just a little kid, he started seeing spirits, and I find that very interesting and amazing. You know, I believe that he was born as a medium. He was born to do what he does. But over a period of time and over a period of years, Michael begin to develop that, to nurture that, to let that grow inside of him. And he even mentioned it himself while we were interviewing him, you know, about how his reading style has changed. If you've listened to my reading style, you've listened to the show at any length of time, we're in a place of change. We're in a place of evolution. And so are you. You're evolving, you're changing constantly. You're not the same you were even an hour ago because you're changing.